The report outlines the savings that come from things like windmills and solar panels, but it also points out the sector's potential for job creation. The Wisconsin Environment Report shows wind farms have created 1,300 construction jobs, and a company is creating 400 jobs at a turbine factory in Wisconsin Rapids. As renewable energy gains acceptance, a union leader says it'll mean jobs for his members. Dave Youngbluth is the business development director for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Green Bay. The union recently put up a solar panel on its building, and Youngbluth says members are eager to learn its workings.
I get phone calls constantly. They love the idea of solar energy. I have tours going on all the time. Let's see the inverter. Let's go check out and see how much electricity we've created today. It's exciting. You put this up, it's something different. It actually looks nice on this building, and it's making electricity. There's no moving parts. Sometimes it's hard to fathom that it's creating electricity.
This July, the union will train 24 of its Wisconsin journeymen in renewable electrical systems. They'll then be certified to pass that knowledge on. Youngbluth says commercial and residential work has dried up in the recession, so the knowledge will open up a new field to his members. He joined a group of environmentalists, experts, and politicians in calling for the legislature to pass a clean energy bill by the end of the year. One is being created in the Assembly Utilities Committee based on recommendations from the Governor's Task Force on Global Warming. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.